Hi guys, I'm back with another list and I really think you're gonna like this one.
Oh my
this is
God.
Titled Things We Can Learn From Men, and so many women keep saying that men are stupid. I'm here to tell you they're not. How do you think they're able to use, abuse, and manipulate so many of us?
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
Yeah, because you bitches is slow. It's not because men are so brilliant. I'm gonna be honest. It's not. Most men aren't, you know, particularly smart. It's very easy to manipulate and trick you broads and things like that, especially when the guy's tall and attractive. It doesn't have anything to do with his superior IQ. You're just really attracted to him physically. That's really all it is. And you have ridiculously low self-esteem. So that combination is what causes that phenomenon.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
It's just that they use their powers for evil instead of good. That's it. But there are a few things that I really think we can learn from these. Let's dive in. Number one, attraction. If they don't think you're attractive, if they don't think you're cute, they don't think about it, they don't try to, you know, squint and look sideways. If they don't like you, they don't like you. They're done.
And what's wrong with that?
That's how women operate too. Well, let me be clear. No, women will still find a way to use a man. That's not righteous. That's not using your powers for good when you're not attracted to a man. You'll lead them on and use them in ways you could use them.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
So, yeah, we already know, like, her premise is going to be women are holier than thou and men are evil. And we should start adopting some of their evil ways. Fucking idiot.
But we're going to think about it and we really want to see how we can give you a chance. And you might be cute if I cover my left eye and jump on my right leg and tilt my head to the right.
No. That's what you do when you start getting old and washed up. And the motherfucking options is shrinking. And the dudes you super attracted to ain't checking for you like that no more. So now you gotta squint one eye and put an eye patch on and all that shit. It's not because you're noble and righteous.
Nice try.
Those be the ones who you over the most. Let me tell you, there's nothing worse than them guys screwing you over. And then you talk about it with your friends. And what's the thing we always say? I didn't even want to give him a chance. Don't do it then.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What about all the guys who you were attracted to a lot and it ain't work out with them either? It ain't fucking working out with nobody. You're the common denominator.
If there's no attraction there, there's no attraction there. And that's okay. They get to choose what they want. So do we. Number two, cutthroat breakups. Once these guys are done, they're done. And there's nothing else you can say about it. They'll text you and say, we're over. Or they might just block you and disappear and you never hear from them again. They don't give us closure. They don't have a discussion with us about it.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
They are peacing out. But we want to think about it and we want to give him closure and we want to write him a 4-page letter.
We'll sleep with you once, you fall in love with him, and you will never hear from him again.
If she shuts the fuck up, she can get pumped and dumped. But to actually have to talk to her and deal with her personality, and once you start hearing what they're talking about, most men, then it starts to click. Wow, I don't want to be around her. Boop. And then the man's, oh, here, hold this. I'll be right back. And the man just disappeared.
Who are you speaking for? Let's be real. Most of the women that leave a man, she's already sucking another cock before she officially breaks up with you. Women, nobody's more cold than a bitch when she's done with you. Because like I said, she's already fucking somebody else. She's already moved on 6 months ago. So she's just lying. See, this is the difference between me and content creators like this. I'm not a fucking liar.
When I listen to you,
I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. You can't build any audience of men lying and saying that's generally not true or that people don't really feel like it's on base with the topic that I'm talking about. If the shit I was saying was just straight woman hating and I didn't have any valid points or no stats or nothing to back me up, I couldn't build a 10,000 subscriber page just hating on women and just saying women are bitches. I ain't gonna give you no solid reasoning, but I just think women are bitches and I hate them. I couldn't have built any type of audience just saying that.
How could you be so sure?
These men will cut off their own children if it means that they never have to see you again.
I'm tired of sisters like you running our reputation in the ground because you pick poorly.
Number three, putting off relationships, marriage, and babies. there's a joke about men who say they're not ready to settle down, and we'll say, like, dude, you're 45. You know what? People are having...
Because niggas don't like you. That's why you always keep hearing that.
People are settling down later in life, and there's actually been studies to prove that that's a wise thing to do. But women, because of society, we're programmed to think that we gotta have a baby by 25. We gotta be married by 25. It's too late after that, and that is simply not true. They have their bachelor phase. They keep postponing settling down. Women should be going to school, investing in their careers, traveling, investing in their friendships, and living their lives.
Women are not strong and independent, no matter how much they gonna try to lie to you and tell you this.
Why are we trying to be settled and locked down so damn fast? They're out living it up. We need to be doing the same.
Most men are not out there living it up, you goofball, but you silly broads, you only see 10% of men. 80 to 90% of men aren't just swimming and partying every night. That's not the reality for most men, but you don't give a fuck. Because 80% of men aren't human to you and they're invisible.
It ain't right!
There's no guarantee that you will have this future and senior citizen phase of your life. There's no guarantee that we're going to see tomorrow. So you need to live today, okay? Number four, they prioritize friendships. I totally understand that not every man has a bunch of friends or any friends at all, but when these men have friends, they're going to have their boys' night out.
Yeah. So what?
So we need to prioritize our friendships and our girls' nights and our girls' trips and talking to our girls and stop doing this where we don't want to talk to nobody once we get into a relationship.
It's jealousy. Like feeling shortchanged when somebody else is getting all the attention.
You're anti-relationships and you're anti-men. So yeah, get with your other single train wreck women and start a fucking village yourselves and leave men the fuck alone.
That's a great idea. I'm with that.
I mean, we don't want nothing to do with you, but yes, I want you to go find some happiness so you're not a to everybody you come in contact with for the rest of your life.
How rude.
Number five, they prioritize self and hobbies. They want to go to their man cave, okay? They want to go work out. They want to go work on their junk car that they've had in the garage for the last 2 years.
You know how many men will go get a full-time job just to stay away from their woman? Don't even need the money.
Because most women don't have hobbies. You're hating. Yes, we have hobbies. We're interesting people. Reality TV shows and gossiping about nothingness and shopping aren't hobbies, ho.
You don't offer nothing here of other than an orgasm. That's about all you offer me is an orgasm. That's it. Okay, everything else is going to be a constant headache, nightmare, walking on eggshells, whatever the f-. Everything else is going to be that. There is no benefit that after the orgasm, there's not much benefit really to keep a one woman around too long.